In this bulletin, two bodies recovered from a vehicle under the collapsed bridge in Baltimore. The chief of the Australian Defence Force has apologised for the military's failures. And in football, Ukraine has qualified for the Euro 2024 tournament. With all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Rescuers in the United States have recovered the bodies of two men from a vehicle in the river where the Baltimore Bridge collapsed after being hit by a container ship. Roland Butler from the Maryland State Police says the two men were aged 26 and 35.
Divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge. Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
The U.S. Coast Guard says the ship is stable, but it contains almost 6.8 million litres of oil and other hazardous material. The chief of the Australian Defence Force has apologised to personnel and veterans for the military's failures. General Angus Campbell is the sole witness at the final public hearing for the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide. General Campbell says the ADF is committed to doing better.
Our people deserve and should rightly expect the wellbeing, support and care they need, both during and after their service. I acknowledge that this has not always been the case and has tragically led to the deaths by suicide of some of our people. I apologise unreservedly for these deficiencies. Defence is committed and I am committed to doing better.
And 24-hour mental health support is available to veterans and their families by contacting Open Arms on 1800 011 046 or Lifeline on 131114. Australia's coal heartland will receive a $1 billion boost towards renewable energy. A former coal-fired power station in the Hunter Valley will be transformed into a solar panel manufacturing hub as part of the Solar Sunshot program. Australia is a world leader in solar uptake, with solar panels installed on one in three households. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the investment will help Australia capture a greater share of the solar panel production market.
This is about us seizing the opportunities which are there to have a future made in Australia. We can be either scared of the future, tread water like we did under the previous decade, or we can seize the opportunities that are there from the transition to net zero.
One person has been killed following an airstrike by Hezbollah into northern Israel. Israeli authorities say a man was pulled from the wreckage of a nearby industrial park in the city of Kiryat Shmona, but was found dead at the scene. The Lebanese military group says the attack was payback for an Israeli strike on a Lebanese village a few hours earlier that left seven people dead. Israeli officials say they targeted militants who have been involved in recent attacks on their country, but Hezbollah says most of the dead were involved in rescue operations. Tensions between Israel and Hezbollah have been escalating since the start of the war in Gaza, with the Lebanese military group being a close ally of Hamas. A survey by Australia's competition regulator has found some parents are skipping meals to keep their children fed, and families say they have turned to frozen fruits and vegetables as a cheaper alternative. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says rising prices at supermarkets are forcing more lower-income households to spend up to a quarter of their total income on groceries. More than 13,000 Australians responded to an ongoing survey by the regulator as part of their inquiry into supermarkets' price gouging. And in football, Ukraine has qualified for the upcoming Euro 2024 tournament. The 24-nation tournament opens on June 14 and will be played in 10 German cities. Ukraine is in Group F with Belgium, Romania and Slovakia. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.